The Great Train Robbery, Disc 7.
In later courtroom testimony, Pierce explained the psychology behind the plan. Any guard watches for certain happenings which he suspects at any moment and lies in wait for. I knew the railway guard suspected some fakement to smuggle a living body onto the van. Now, a vigilant guard will know a coffin can easily hold a body. He will suspect it less because it seems such a poor trick for smuggling. It is too obvious. Yet he will likely wonder if the body is truly dead. And if he is vigilant, he will call to have the box opened and spend some moments making a thorough examination of the body to ensure that it is dead. He may feel the pulse or the warmth of the flesh, or he may stick a pin here and there. Now, no living soul can pass such an examination without detection. But how different it is if all believed that the body is not dead, but alive and wrongly incarcerated. Now all emotions are reversed. Instead of suspicion, there is hope that the body is vital. Instead of a solemn and respectful opening of the casket, there is a frantic rush to break it free, and in this the relatives join in willingly, sure proof there is nothing to hide. And then, when the lid is raised, and the decomposed remains come to light, how different is the response of the spectators? Their desperate hopes are dashed in an instant. The cruel and ghastly truth is immediately apparent at a moment's glance, and warrants no prolonged investigation. The relatives are bitterly disappointed and wildly distraught. The lid is quickly closed, and all because of reversed expectations. This is simple human nature, as evidenced in every ordinary man. At the sound of the bell, which rang only once and briefly, the sobbing girl let out a shriek. At the same instant, the dispatcher and his nephew broke into a run, quickly covering the short distance to the coffin. By then, the girl was in a state of profound hysteria, clawing at the coffin lid with her fingers, mindless that her efforts were ineffectual.
"Oh, my dear brother! Oh, Richard! Dear Richard! Oh, God, he lives!"
Her fingers scrabbled at the wooden surface, and her tugging rocked the coffin so that the bell rang continuously. The dispatcher and his nephew instantly caught the girl's frantic anxiety, but they were able to proceed with more sense. The lid was closed with a series of metal latches, and they opened them one after another. Apparently it never occurred to either man, in the heat of the moment, that this coffin had more latches than any three others, and certainly the process of opening was more prolonged, as the poor girl in her agony somehow impeded their efforts with her own. In a few moments the men were at a fever pitch of intensity, and all the while the girl cried,
"Oh, Richard, dear God, make haste! He's alive! Please, dear God, he lives! Oh, praise God!"